Today, President Biden made an urgent plea to world leaders gathering in Glasgow, Scotland for COP26, the UN's 26th annual climate summit. His message, well, it's been 26 years, is the U.S. ready to get serious on climate change?
It's simple. Will we act? Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? Or will we condemn future generations to suffer?
Biden faces an uphill battle in convincing other nations that the U.S. can deliver on its promises. NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow is in Glasgow. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
And start with Biden's speech. What more did he say?
There's a lot of the themes that we've been hearing Biden talk about for a while when it comes to climate, trying to reframe this as something that can add jobs, add to the economy, not a topic of sacrifice that would drastically change the people's lives. Of course, it's probably a mix of both. A few things stuck out to me. He did address the fact that over and over again, the U.S. has come to conferences like this, made big promises, and then not followed through on those promises. He said, I know it hasn't been the case. My administration is working to show our climate commitment is action, not words. Then later at a side session, Biden outright apologized for the fact that the Trump administration had pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015. That's something that his administration rejoined almost immediately after Biden became president. He addressed that. He's trying to make the case that he's serious. But of course, as we've been talking about, the big climate package, the $500 billion plus in funding for climate initiatives, still has not passed Congress. And that makes this talk a challenge.
Well, and so much, how much credibility does Biden have?
I think, something that Biden and administration officials say over and over here in Glasgow and at the G20 summit in Rome over the weekend is that the world wants America at the table. The world wants America to take a lead. I think that's certainly the case. But look, I think there's some skepticism. And as the day has gone on, you've been hearing developing countries speak. And you can hear a little bit of frustration saying that, you know, the Western world, the countries like the U.S. that historically have been the biggest emitters are making all these calls, not following through, at the same time asking them to make drastic sacrifices and eliminate coal. There's a lot more coal in places like India than there is in the United States right now. So I think there's a little bit of skepticism about the U.S., both Biden's ability to follow up his promises with action in Congress, and also what could come next if, you know, when Biden isn't president anymore.
Well, you mentioned that G20 summit in Rome, and yesterday he did, as you say, he's trying to strike a positive tone on the U.S. role. Let's listen.
We got significant support here, significant support. We're the most, the United States of America is the most critical part of this entire agenda, and we did it.
But you mentioned skepticism, Scott, and leaders at that summit did not make major strides on climate. So he seems to be two tracks here, his positivity.
That's right.
And, yeah, what's happening.
That's right. Despite what Biden and what John Kerry, his top climate envoy, were saying about the agreement that came out of G20, a lot of world leaders are criticizing that today. This was a gathering of the 20 richest countries in the world, and they released a statement on climate that really just boiled down to statements and promises countries have already made. There was an agreement to stop financing coal-powered plants in other countries, but no agreement, no commitment for these countries to say we are going to stop using coal to power our own economies. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, really criticized that as tepid. On one hand, these climate promises coming from things like the G20 are much further than countries have agreed to before. On the other hand, it is nowhere near enough what scientists say is absolutely needed in order to head off the worst of climate change. So the goal here in Scotland is to extract more specific, more aggressive promises. But that's going to be tough, especially because, as I think we've mentioned already, China is not here, and China is the world's biggest carbon emitter right now.
Yeah. Got about a minute, Scott. There you are in Glasgow. What is the sense there? I mean, it sounds pretty depressing right now, but what is the sense? I mean, and what is the sense on the streets? Are there protesters? What's happening?
I will confess, I will be in Glasgow tomorrow. I am currently in Edinburgh, far away from Glasgow, but I arrived with the White House reporters in the middle of the night last night, so we'll be there tomorrow. But Frank Langford and Dan Charles, our colleagues who are on the scene, say that's exactly right. The protesters surrounding, the activists surrounding the site are fed up. They're tired of promises, decades and decades of promises from world leaders and largely empty rhetoric. They're saying there need to be aggressive, real sacrifices and specific promises made at this conference or it'll be a failure.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow, we will be following all of his travels in the next few days. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.